Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Archer, we did come full circle here, Ron, put out a tweet. He quote tweeted first Marcus Stroman of the Mets, who said this: "I remember wondering how these guys were laying off some of my nasty pitches, relaying all my signs in live speed to the batter, ruining the integrity of the game. These dudes were all about the camera and social media. Now they're all quiet." That's an active major league pitcher, to which Archer says via Twitter, he wonders where the Astros, quote, swag went, and said, and I quote, "It was all a facade the whole time. The act, the game, all of it." Do you think the majority of players feel this way right now? Regardless of what they feel about fires ratting them out.
Yeah,
you know, in the end, the rat doesn't matter.
I would think those who tried to play cleanly feel the same way about it as the guys that were clean felt about the steroid users. Yeah, I do. I think they feel that way.
In the end, I feel like half the league was on steroids. Do you feel that, Ron? And do you feel like half the league is part of cheating systems,
signal stealing? Not to this level, not with the technology, but I think everybody tries to steal signs. I don't know if I'd say half of the league was on steroids. Certainly a lot of them were. I just remember Sid Bream sitting in this chair right here. I'm pointing to my right, where we talked about Barry Bonds possibly getting in the Hall of Fame. And he basically said, "I don't care if he ever gets in the Hall of Fame." The people that played it clean did not have use for the guys who didn't, and I think that comes down the same way about this cheating.
Well, let me ask you about your vote for tonight. Tonight, the class of 2020, correct?
Yep.
Is going to be announced.
Yep. At least from the writer's stand. Who else is going in this year? I can't even remember that the Veterans Committee put in.
Well, here's the names that writers got to choose from anyway. That's the part I want to ask you about.
Yeah, this is the different. There are two guys going in already, and I can't even think of who they are.
Jeter, Walker, Schilling, Bonds, Clemens, Scott Rolen, Omar Vizquel, Todd Helton, Gary Sheffield, Sammy Sosa, all those among the eligibles, Ron. How many people did you vote for? And if you don't mind my asking, who did you vote for?
No, I don't mind at all. I voted for one, Derek Jeter. That's it. I voted for one last year, Mariano Rivera. I'm a pretty hard voter, I think. I'm not going to apologize for that. A lot of people are going to vote this time for Larry Walker because he's on the ballot for the last time. But if I didn't vote for Larry Walker in the previous 9 years, why am I going to vote for him now? He didn't do anything to help his candidacy, in my point. I've always had a pet peeve. Certainly everybody has a right to vote who they want. I never understood, I'll put it that way, why, like, they'll say, Mariano Rivera, well, he's absolutely a Hall of Famer, but I'm not giving him first ballot recognition. But Rivera was the first guy to get in unanimously. I think Jeter will be tonight. My belief always was, if you're a Hall of Famer, I'm voting for you the first time. And if I don't vote for you, I'll never vote for you. I don't think you have to put in 10 guys every year. We're allowed to vote for up to 10. I voted for one each of the last 2 years.
What's the case?
And I do think Jeter's going to be unanimous. Should be.
Who else gave you at least pause here? Any of these guys?
No. No.
What about Schilling?
No, he didn't. The one guy that I said really gave me pause, and in retrospect, if I had to do it again, maybe last year I would have voted for Halliday. I didn't, and he got in. And as I look back on it, you know, maybe I should have considered him more. But no, I don't have any. I'm not putting in the steroid guys. Schilling, I thought about long and hard, but not quite. Not quite.
You think Bonds and Clemens, either one gets in? Which one has the better shot?
Not tonight. They still have two more years after this. I think they both may end up getting in. I don't think it's not going to be tonight. They're not going to make up that kind of ground. They had 59.5% Clemens last year, 59.1% Bonds. You have to get 75%. Schilling is the guy that came the closest. He had 60.9%. And sometimes, you know, the guys that near misses get more consideration, but that's just not the way I look at it.
I'm getting to the point, Ron, where I think I could put together a team of non-Hall of Famers that could beat your best team in the Hall of Fame. I really do.
Maybe.
Starting with Bonds and Clemens. Who else would you have on that list? Schilling with a bloody sock pitching the game for me?
Yeah. Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez? You think A-Rod gets in?
No, not. Well, the way it's going to be interesting to see Bonds and Clemens, how they end up. I think A-Rod is eligible the last year Bonds and Clemens are on the list. You're on the list for 10 years. If you don't get 75% in 10 years, you go to another category. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Bonds and Clemens get in, then A-Rod will.
It's going to be interesting. We'll be talking about that
but
tomorrow.
But I don't think they're going to get in this time. I'd be shocked if they got in this year.
Coming up, Keith Jones was on earlier in the show. He had an opinion on whether Sidney Crosby is still the best player in the world. He had an opinion on the jeering of Matt Murray the other day, and a pretty entertaining opinion, I thought. The Penguins goalies in general spoke about a lot of stuff. The ducking by Marchand the other day on Chris Letang. Never shy with an opinion. Keith Jones, you're going to hear that conversation top of the hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.